A synthetic field laboratory at JPL allows scientists to perform experiments in hours that would have required months if they were using actual plants.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
The University of Illinois and the University of Dusseldorf are joining forces with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory to find strategies to address Earth's future food needs, and they're beginning with soybeans. The team proposed that a variety of soybean with lighter green leaves could be a key step to increasing crop yields. The green pigment chlorophyll gives leaves their color. A decrease in chlorophyll not only makes the leaves lighter, but conserves the plant's use of nitrogen without reducing the plant's photosynthesis rate. Over time, it might be possible to breed plants that would apply this extra nitrogen to growing more beans. By combining detailed soybean field measurements with the sophisticated model of JPL's multi-layer canopy model, scientists were able to conduct the agricultural experiments in less time with fewer resources, all without beating around the soybean bush. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.